news, views, and hip hop. I man is Winston Bradley, aka Burnham Steel, and Hard Knock Radio. Jai's Reed.
That's right, folks. It is Hard Knock Radio. My name is Waylon, and on the line right now, we have our own Davey D, who is standing in the midst of a protest that is underway right now in downtown Oakland. Folks are marching in protest of police brutality, police violence, and what has kind of sparked it off here in this region is the murder of Oscar Grant III on New Year's Day. But many of the protesters are also protesting some of the other police executions that have taken place around the country. Davey, are you there?
Yeah, right now we are here on the corner of 14th and Broadway. This is the March for Stolen Lives. There's a couple of hundred people here, and their initial plan was to have a rally right here at City Hall and then to walk down to the police station on 7th and Broadway. What has happened is that the police have come out in full force. They've surrounded the entire City Hall and have put barricades up, so everybody is stuck inside the barricade. According to the marchers, they have a permit to march, but they're being prevented from doing that. And what you hear in the background is the standoff between the marchers and a large battalion of police who are not letting them proceed with their march. So people are basically corralled in with the show of force from Oakland police as well as the barricades that they set up. So they're kind of stuck here as we're speaking right now. So I'm not sure how this will unfold. One of the things that is taking place is that a number of victims or family members of victims of police terrorism have spoken this afternoon, and the plan was for the marchers to walk with those family members and protect them and allow them to walk down to the police station. So as I say right now, we're standing here, and from where I can see, you see the police are standing there, full force, riot gears on, bully clubs out, helmets on, and you see the marchers not being allowed to march. And so there's a standoff. People are chanting right now, "We are all Oscar Grant, we are all Oscar Grant." But to be honest right now, you see, wow, there are police as far as you can see. Police in the middle of 14th and Broadway. Police all the way lined up from Broadway down to the middle, just before City Hall. And then there's large battalions of police right across the street. So they are here to show a sign of force. And I don't know how this will unfold, but the marchers seem definitely determined to walk down to that police station. That's where we're at right now. 14th and Broadway, the March for Stolen Lives.
Talk a little bit about the title of this march, the March for Stolen Lives. What's the significance of that?
Well, the March for Stolen Lives, there's a project and a book and a number of marches that have taken place over the years that have talked about the enormous amounts of police killings that have taken place from coast to coast. Here we are, barely into the new year, and we have at least five or six that are well publicized. We're talking about the brother, Adrian Grimes in New Orleans. We're talking about Annette Garcia down in Riverside. We're talking about Billy Joe Johnson in Mississippi. And now we're talking about, the shooting of a brother named Tolan in Houston. And so these things don't seem to be letting up. This is just five that we know of nationwide. We're not even talking about the brutality. We're not talking about people who have been trumped up, messed up by the police, and people who have found themselves in jail for trumped up charges. So these things are ongoing, and this stolen lives thing is to bring attention and let people know that these incidents aren't isolated. Often when we talk about police brutality or police killing, people like to make it seem like it's just an isolated incident, that is just, an aberration to what is the norm. But we're seeing that it's happening all the time, and it's pretty systemic in our community. As we're sitting here watching this march and hearing these family members speak and seeing that people cannot walk down to the police station, earlier this morning in Los Angeles, I'm going to remember the city right outside of L.A., the entire city was shut down to pay tribute to a fallen officer who was killed in the line of duty. I mean, traffic came to a halt. You know, schools were let out. I mean, you know, they were able to show their grievance. But when it comes to us, it seems to be another story. Our lives don't hold the value of police officers. And that's something that needs to change. They work for us, and they should be protecting us, not killing us. And I think that is the overriding sentiment of the people that are here this afternoon. That's the overriding sentiment that you find from place to place, coast to coast, when it comes to this issue of police terrorism.
Once again, the voice of Davey D on the ground, downtown Oakland, reporting from the protest that is happening called the March for Stolen Lives. We only have a few more minutes with you, Davey, and I know that the demands have been evolving over the course of this crisis. Are there new demands that the protesters are asking for, and what marching orders do you have for folks who might be listening and unable to attend?
The most important thing is, you know, there was a hearing today at 9 o'clock, and people were, you know, definitely demanding that the charges be dropped from all those who were part of the rebellion. Many of those people found themselves arrested for no reason, including our very own, you know, JR from the Black Report. So some people were charged with misdemeanors, others were charged with felonies, and so people were asked to come down to the courthouse on Monday at 9 o'clock and fill that up. Of course, we want to have all the charges levied on all the officers involved. If you recall, initially people tried to make it seem like it was just Officer Mazzelli, or I forget how to pronounce his name, who was the only one guilty. Then we come to find out it's another officer who punched Oscar Grant, and who knows what the other officers may have talked about, laughed about, or even did to provoke the situation leading up to his death. So we definitely need to bring charges on that. We need to get rid of this district attorney who's been lax at trying to prosecute those police officers who have been guilty of terrorism. And this, me personally, I know I will be in Washington, D.C. at the end of the month, and one of the first stops that I'm going to be making is to see our new Attorney General, Eric Holder. And I think that's a definite step that we need to be taking, at least when it comes to trying to get some sort of legislation. We got one of the organizers here, Evan. Evan, is there anything that you would add to people that are listening that we should know, any marching orders that you would give?
Well, right now we're trying to get everybody to march, but the police have barricaded it off, and they have shown us that this truly is a military state, the very thing that we're combating right now. The police are refusing to let us march. We have a permit. We have spoken to them a month ago to get this permit, and now they're going back on their word, and they're sabotaging this event in which we're seeking justice in. So we're going to pound the pavement with vigilance, and we're going to march regardless. If we have to go around them, we will, but we will not let the police continue to hold us in terror, continue to instill fear in us. We will rise up as community. We are here mobilized together in solidarity, and we will march. We are all Oscar Grant.
Well, there you have it. We're going to let you go. And we are down here on 14th and Broadway. The police are containing folks here for the Stolen Lives March. Davey D, over and out for Hard Knock Radio.
All right, Davey. Stay safe out there.
Peace.
Peace. Once again, it is Hard Knock Radio. My name is Waylon.